The Red Coast. Written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hosking. The glare briefly blinded him as the chopper tilted directly into the sun before making a turn. Damien was in a harness, belted into the rear seat behind the pilot of the Jet Ranger helicopter, which had its door open. It was his first glimpse of this part of the Buccaneer Archipelago off the northwest coast of Western Australia. The immense stretch of the clear, kingfisher blue water of Collier Bay, with its ancient red cliffs and islands, and Dugong Bay, where pods of whales appeared as small grey smudges, breaking the calm water as they joyously surged to ripple the surface before sinking into shadowy depths, was a little explored part of the Kimberley. Damien had seen plenty of amazing sights in his time as a cameraman and filmmaker, but this was special, and he felt quite emotional. He tightened his grip around the bulk of the camera cradled in his arms, and suddenly he recalled an old piece of music from a movie soundtrack that seemed to fit the scene. As a cameraman, he loved taking aerial shots, and the ancient landscape below was breathtaking. The pilot glanced over his shoulder and gave a quick smile and a thumbs up, then pointed to the vista ahead. Coming into view were the protruding sections of the submerged Maclarty Range, two sets of gnarled arms of the cliffs curving above the surface of the ocean, not quite meeting. Through the narrow slit between the high cliffs was a short, dramatic channel. In this small opening, huge tides were trapped until, at each turning, the tide rushed back through, creating the unique phenomenon known as the horizontal falls. 100,000 litres of water hurtled through the gap each second in a brief surge of rapids before flattening out into the broad, calm waters of Talbot Bay. A lone white dot below reminded Damien why he was here, and, as he lifted the camera and adjusted its settings, the pilot's voice crackled through the headset.
"You want to come in over the bow first? I'll circle. You can shoot the ship from various angles that way."
Damien lifted his arm, glad that the pilot was used to film crews and camera people who did crazy things like leaning out and standing on the skids of the chopper to get the shots they wanted. Below the helicopter was a sleek white cruise ship, one of the smallest ships to ply this area, though nonetheless one that screamed pampered luxury, a symbol of man's incursion into the untamed northwest. Now the wilderness was accessible to those like the 36 well-heeled passengers on board, who were on a 10-day voyage they would never forget.